Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located on top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. Repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Do we have any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KC4SKD. Sponsor bulletins of the net. Please call KC4SKD. Okay, nothing heard. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal if you wish to remain on the net for the RACG portion. Those stations already checked in are listed. You need not check in again unless you wish to meet your traffic. Start off by calling for Echo Link stations. Do we have any Echo Link stations? Call KC4SKD or Net Control. Guide you through the rest. Call KC4SKD or Net Control. We'll start off by recognizing those that have used the pre-net check-in feature. The list of about 15, and we've got K4XMR Mel, W4FCM Fred, K4IGI. Read them all right. K4IEI Isla, W2AMD Andrew, AA4GH Gus, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KO4ZEW Ben, N4JRB Jim, K4OSH Pat, KI4LZI Andy, KN4RJN John, W4DJW Dave, KP2BYQ Dave, KC4W, that's Mr. Bill. Thank you all for checking in with us using the pre-net check-in feature. The call for Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha, November, Hotel, Carl, Charlie Alpha, Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado, negative and negative.
Checking in, we've got WH6ANH, Carl, Denver, Colorado. Good to have you with us tonight, Carl. Hope you're doing okay. Any other Echo Link stations, call KC4SKD. The work recognize a... some other check-ins. We've got my wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS, brother Randall, N9TEC, youngest brother Charlie, KF4GGF. So let's move along and start the RACG portion, since tonight's uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KC4SKD.
You said your call sign and I forgot it that quick. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. SKQ4TBD. That's Ms. Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
TD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy. KQ4TBD Angela. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing okay. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KC4SKD.
SKD. check in, W before ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Or it's KD. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. I'm in Berea. Name's Jim. Negative and negative.
Recognizing W4ZVH David KO4YHY Jim. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Any other stations, Uniform 3 Zulu. Let's move along to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. For the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73, see you, and all on the net.
KD, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, Rick. I hope I wrote that down right. And we've got KK4ONO, Lorena, KM4MOQ, Michelle. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope you all are doing okay. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KC4SKD. It is Echo through Hotel, E through H, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
Again, all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thanks for calling that, sir.
For SKD. Larry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kappa, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Larry.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick. Another one of our net controllers, and Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope you all are doing okay. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel. Call KC4SKD. We'll move along to the next group, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4SKD, recognizing KK4JFO. James, thank you for checking in with us tonight, James. Do we have any other stations, I through L, call KC4SKD. Mike through Papa stations M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD. KD looking for stations. Mike through Papa. Call KC4SKD. Heard. We'll move along to stations Quebec through Tango. Q through T. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Larry. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KC4SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4.
back Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hey, Don.
Hey, Chris. SKD, recognize an N0TR Tom, KO4QLG Chris. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Any other stations? Mike 3 Papa, call KC4SKD. Do we have any stations? Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KC4SKD. Quebec through Tango. Anyone Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD. Let's go to the all the way through the alphabet. Stations Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KC4SKD.
For SKD. Hey, say hello to Rhonda and hello everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
C4SKD. Hey, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4SKD, the first station, I got KK4 and Earl. The rest of your call was covered up by noise, so come back with your call again, please.
KK4HXB, Earl and Travis Rest.
Yeah, thank you, Earl. KC4SKD recognizing KK4HXB. And next we got N4ZLK Shane, KK4JBQ Larry, KC4MFK Donna. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Do we have any other stations? Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD or Net Control.
KD. Mary, Miss Rhonda and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net.
KD, recognizing KI4DOS, neighbor Gary. K3JOY, neighbor Joy. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing okay. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD, our net control. Silence means we got everybody for now. So one more call before we secure the formal portion. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD, our net control. This is KC4SKD, now securing the formal portion of the net. And I want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wish and secure may do so. We'll now begin the ragtube portion of the net, and we'll stop for additional stations as we go along. And I've only got one listed for ragtube, unless I've messed up somewhere. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. You still with us this evening?
KD and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Larry. Good evening to Miss Rhonda as well. We had a good day over here on the plantation, as old Dwight used to say. I got out there and was moving some more of my stuff out of my little... I've got two little, like 8x10 outbuildings, and got my big building up and built and put up and all that good stuff, and I'm starting to put all my junk back in it. And I don't know how I packed those buildings high and tight as I did, but it sure is taking me a lot longer to get stuff back out. Or at least it seems to be. but, you know, when you got big pieces of equipment, you have to take your time with it. And I guess it was easier putting the stuff in the buildings than it was taking it out, because I have to get in there and move the stuff around and get it in position so I can get it out. But that's what we've been doing today, Larry. Been out there in cool, comfortable weather. It was good working weather out there today as far as I was concerned. I didn't stay out in the sunshine much. I was either in or out of the buildings or whatnot, but the little bit of time I was out in the sun, it felt really nice.
Yeah, I was, except for the short time I went out to lunch, I was in the office all day, but yeah, going out for lunch, it was kind of comfortable. That's great for what you had to do today. But one suggestion I had for you, Gary, for small tools and stuff, I went to, I don't know if it was Lowe's or Home Depot, but I bought a big sheet of that pegboard and the little hooks and things that goes in it. Man, that's great for small little tools and, you know, small stuff you just hang up, and it's easy to rearrange the little hooks, you know, in case you want to move stuff around.
I love pegboard. I've got... I had some in the other building. Of course, it got wet, got destroyed, so I'll have to replace it. But I've still got all the, not all the hooks, because I lost some of those, but I've still got most of the hooks and all of that stuff. So the only problem is those are 4x8-foot sheets normally. And between the studs on the building now, they're 5 feet apart, 5 feet on center. So I'm going to have to put a backer board on there of some shape, form, or description. I don't want to put anything too heavy, but I don't want to put anything too light either. Because, you know, if you load one of them boards down, you know, I put stuff out there like, let's see, I put stuff like hacksaws and fish tape and, oh gosh, I got all kinds of little assorted odds and ends that I hang up. You know, I've hanged my level up there, and I've got more than one level, so I've got a couple, two or three of those, and yeah, different size crowbars and just all kinds of stuff that don't really fit in my toolbox. But I use that. I did use it and will use it again. I'll have to go get some of that in the next day or two or five or whenever when I get ready for it. I'm just trying to get the big stuff relocated from one building to the next, get it back where it belongs. That's my main goal right at the moment.
Sounds like you got things going your way. And you mentioned what you were hanging on your pegboard. That sounds about like what we got on our pegboard. Hacksaws, levels, keep little plumbing washers and things, and because sometimes you need them, and hose pipe nozzles, and, you know, various little brushes you brush your tires on the car with when you wash the car. They're great for that.
And that's always a good thing to have out there, and it keeps it handy. And, you know, you can hang it up there, and then you just look at it, and you know if it's, when you get through using it, if you put it back up, it'll be right where you want it when you need it again. So that's always a plus. I had a couple of old filing cabinets, and I've started restocking them. I put stuff like that. I put my power tools, you know, like my circular saw, and I've got I don't know what all I've got. All kind of different power tools that are corded. I keep the battery stuff. I keep it in a different place. But all the corded stuff, I put most. I don't put it all. I put most of it in those filing cabinets. And that way, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and if you need it, you know where it is, and you go over and pull the drawer open, and if it's not there, you say, what'd I do with it? I had a router And I went out there one day and looked for my router and couldn't find it. And I picked up the phone, called my son. And I said, do you have my router? He said, well, I've got two routers out there in my garage, Dad. And I said, well, go out there and look at one and see if it's this brand and all this. And he was on the phone with me, and he said, yep. And I said, well, that one's mine. How about bringing it home?
You have to keep in mind that kind of stuff, too. Look, I got an EchoLink station. Gary, let me get this EchoLink station. I'll be back in a minute. KC4SKD, Blue Ridge 2M Internet, EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, Larry, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2M Internet, recognizing KA4PQA. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Call KC4SKD.
NN4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Julian in the mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please. Good evening, you and everybody on the net.
4SKD, recognizing N4NLR, Jim. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing all right. KI4DOS. Gary, yeah, that filing cabinet system is great for storing power tools. And but one thing, I was reading about these lithium-ion batteries and how dangerous they can be. They are stored in a metal box just for that purpose.
KD and that KI4DOS. Well, that was my goal. I've got another filing cabinet that I was going to put my battery stuff in. Yeah, I've got a collection of those and the batteries and... Oh, gosh, I got more junk I know what to do with sometimes. But that's always a good idea, you know, especially something that can potentially cause a fire. You want to keep it in a metal container if you can. That way it hopefully won't spread to anything else. But other than that, Larry, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a good net going. Please tell Miss Rhonda to join us. I said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. We'll say 73 for now. We'll talk to you again a little bit later. 73, my friend. KI4DOS. Back to net.
To you, Gary. Yeah, I hope you get everything back organized like you need. And tomorrow, I'm supposed to help my dad work on his truck a little bit. We need to change the brake fluid on it. Not something I like to do, but it's necessary. Last time I bumped my head on the bumper, it scratched my head. But, yeah, we'll get that done tomorrow. Good talking to you, Gary. And I'll tell Rhonda you said hello. Anybody else, Alpha 3 Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2M Internet, please call KC4SKD. Anybody else, KC4SKD, looking for stations, Alpha 3 Zulu. For comments, call KC4SKD. Long pause, it sounds like we've got everybody. So I cannot remember who's calling the net tomorrow night, but I'm sure they'll like to have lots of check-ins. So one more time before we close it down. Stations Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. I'll do the net report, and then we will close it. Close it down. Hang on 1 second. KC4SKD, now securing the Blue Ridge 2M Internet. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Well, now the return to repeat you. 73s and good night.